Okay, apparently I took all my notes from this class and another class I'm teaching and shuffled them. I thought I was just going to grab the pile and be ready to go, so I'm sorry as I continue to find what I need here. Okay. So, hi everybody. Welcome back. We're on the last leg of this journey in the name of sex. Thank you for everybody who's stuck with it through the whole program. I appreciate you being here. I do need to say, in case you haven't seen Facebook or been on the forum, registration for In the Name of Self was supposed to end today. I'm extending it until the 30th. I mean, that's 4 days from today. So please, if you're planning on coming, take care of that, because as of the last time I checked, which was about an hour ago, 2 people were registered, and really, I can't run it for 2 people. So I would have to refund people's money. I can't do it for 2 people. It's not enough compensation for the amount of work that goes into it. So if you're planning on attending, please take care of that ASAP. If you're not planning on attending, could you just write me a note so that I know that and I can sort of try to get a tally of how many people will be in the class sooner than later. So if it doesn't look like the class is going to run, I can do those cancellations immediately rather than waiting until the 30th. I sent an email to everyone today who was not registered, and the link for registration is in that email. So hopefully I'll be seeing you there, and we can continue with this series. So that piece, I want to move right into check-ins. How was this week's work for you? A lot of folks last week haven't gotten to the bath ritual, and I'd like to hear about that. Hopefully you were able to get to that this week. Let me just see what else I have in my notes here. So talk to me about any word web weaving you might have been doing. If you did get to the bath, I'd like to hear about your experience with that. Just and you don't have to get, you know, incredibly intimate about it, just sort of a I did that. and anything you feel like you're okay to share. What else? What else for check-in? Breathing exercise through breathing through your sex organs and then through your whole body, all of your pores and opening. How was that for you? and resacralizing the world and re-centralizing the body. So that's a lot of things to try to check in on. I just ask that you trust yourself that you will speak the things that need to be spoken. I'll just go down the list here as I have it, and the first person on the list tonight is Rainey. So you should be able, we should be able to hear you.
Hi. I don't actually have a whole lot to check in about. I'm finally feeling well again after this virus that knocked me down for something like 10 days. Last night, I had every intention of getting to the ritual bath, and by the time I had scrubbed out my bathtub, I was exhausted.
That is so real. Yeah.
So I am going to do that this weekend. Now I at least have a clean bathtub. The one thing I did do this week that felt really good was spend an hour embodying my ideal sexual expression and just kind of playing with that, and it felt really good, and some things that have felt sort of out of my reach for a long time as I've been unpartnered, it was kind of good to get back in touch with some of those feelings. And I've been kind of wondering, I'm also post-menopause, I've been kind of wondering like, oh, I think I've kind of just lost my sex drive, it's just gone. So it's nice, it's kind of nice to get back in touch with it and say, oh, it's not really gone. Good.
Right.
So that was my accomplishment for this week. And my intention for the next several weeks, I'm not going to register for the next segment because I feel like I haven't been able to put the time and focus into this work that I wanted to. So I'm going to spend the next few weeks going back over and revisiting these exercises and just kind of completing this work.
Yep. Understood. Well, I'm glad that you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. That's Rainey. And next person on the list is Dawn.
Hey there. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I am pretty good. So just the housekeeping stuff about the next segment. Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for the email. I thought I had registered for all of them, and then I went back and checked, and I must not have. I was traveling when I did it, and I am now registered, and I really appreciate the email.
Thank you.
I had made the assumption that I clicked the box, and I clicked a different one. So
let me just interrupt you right there. I think that happened to someone else too. So I think it may be. I may have set up the payments funny. So I think that there was a way to, like, make an initial deposit on a payment plan. And this is what happened to somebody else. They made that initial deposit, but it did not go back and set up the payment plan. So there's, like, two separate transactions. One was to pay the deposit. And the other was on the date that you want the money to withdraw from your account to go back and set up the payment plan.
Okay.
Otherwise, it would have started taking, you know, money out. Like, this person paid the deposit in April, so they would have been paying tuition for classes, right, you know, June and April, May, June, July. So I think that's what happened, is maybe I didn't make it clear enough that there were two things people had to do if they wanted to be on a payment plan that covered the whole series.
Okay. So. Well, either way works for me. I know how it's going to work as we move forward, and I'm on board.
The next thing to do would be just choose what level you want to pay at for in the name of self, and then just register for each one separately. That's the easiest way to go from here.
And I will do that as soon as we do it. I just I had checked it off my list, and so I really appreciated your email because I was like, oh, I gotta go do something. So there are two things. I posted this in the forum. I loved the bath ritual so much. I am seriously considering doing it every month. because I am also postmenopausal, and to me it feels like a way to reintroduce a sensual cycle that I have lost, because there was this hormonal cycle that, you know, that included, you know, an ebb and flow of sexuality and sensuality and all that. And so I really love that. And so I just wanted to share that I think this will really help that, because I too have for a while felt like sexuality had sort of fallen, not completely away, but was definitely dropped down several notches on my on my list. And so this is a great way to reconnect with that on a regular basis.
Really, really beautiful.
And I loved it. And like I said, last week I got a great new perfume combination out of it, because I make my own perfume, and I've worn it every day since. It's fantastic. I am just loving it.
Right.
And so the other thing I wanted to be sure to check in about was breathing through my whole body, and particularly the bottoms of my feet. I've been asked a few times over the years, are the bottoms of your feet open, when I was getting counseling? And it always just stopped me in my tracks, because I'd stop and go, well, no, how do I get them open? You know? And this exercise actually worked. And so it's like finally there's a flow there that I hadn't experienced before. And so that was the other thing I wanted to check in. And I haven't done a lot of web weaving. I've been looking up tons of words. I think I've probably looked up 20 words in the past week between posts and books that I'm reading and things like that. And so I haven't followed many words through, but it was, I didn't know that word, or some of those words were used in a way that I was like, that must not mean what I think it means.
Right.
And some of these things are things I would have done anyway, because I'm pretty good at filling in meaning from context when I haven't heard a word before. But the actual going and looking them up has been very interesting. And different places, you know, looking them up in more than one place. I am finding that the dictionaries based on the Oxford English Dictionary, I find to be much more, my sense of them is much more based in the patriarchy than other places. And I just noticed that it was like, if I look at the synonyms that this dictionary gives for those words, they're different than these other synonyms given. And if I were to trace them, I think they would lead me to places that other dictionaries wouldn't go. So, and that's based on the word web weaving I've done in previous weeks. And so those are the things I had jotted down to check in about. Was there something else we wanted to check in with?
No, I think that's great. Thank you.
Okay.
And I really appreciate your feedback about both the bath and the breathing into our whole body. The feedback around the bath and sort of postmenopausal female sexuality, I think, is something that I might develop into a thing of its own. Because that could be really, really juicy. So thank you. Your enthusiasm for it has made me say, oh, that's a thing that women need.
Well, I certainly needed it.
Well, you know, I'm of an age. I'm 52, so I know lots of menopausal and perimenopausal and postmenopausal women, and I think it's pretty safe to say that's a thing that women need. So thank you, Dawn.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Megan, I have you next.
Okay.
All right, I'm here. Yay, I was a little late, so I apologize for missing the very beginning. Me and my cat are hanging out. So I was doing some word web weaving, and it was actually really, it's been very interesting. I really enjoyed it. And I don't know if I just kind of follow the words till I hit something, not just that resonates with me, but that kind of amuses me, because mm-hmm. I was just like, I never would have expected that to go there. And like, I think one of them was horny, and it went to like inspiration, and I thought, well, yeah, that fits. And I was doing the ritual bath and really, really enjoyed it, and I'm really going to put that into kind of my ongoing practice.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the running the energy around the Iron Pentacle, I noticed that I get kind of congested around pride.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's a society thing, whereas you can't be proud, or just because, or if I'm getting it, I'm just not seeing it clearly for what it is, I can be very arrogant, and there's a part of me that may be pulling back because I don't want to drop right into that arrogance, which I can slide right into that spot without even noticing. So that's been very interesting for me, to kind of see that and try to decipher, well, are you forcing that slowdown? Is there something that's blocking you, or, what's behind it? I'm trying not to get too into that because I'm hoping to register for all of the sections.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure I'll get there,
but
it's significant enough for me to notice it.
Well, that's good that you're noticing it, right? And without going all headlong into pride point work, I think, the energy can get stuck or drained off or sort of almost bypass. Like it doesn't sort of like flow, it sort of like flows forward and then, right?
Right.
Hard to describe these things. Yes, you could be slowing yourself down, to sort of become more socially acceptable, right? If people have named you as arrogant, right? The opposite of that is self-effacing, right? Like sort of self-effacement, like, oh no, it's okay. Oh, it wasn't that smart, or oh, it's not this old thing, right? Oh, that's just the way. I just spent all day making that cake. No big deal, right? The self-effacing behavior. And so pride is somewhere in the middle of those, And so there's sort of like we can flip between those three levels. And of course, there's more levels than that. So there's sort of self-effacement, which is a false humility, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's like a healthy pride, which we rarely have any role models for.
Right.
And then there's, sort of egoic arrogance, right? And so, yeah, I don't want to get all into it, but I think that there are those multi-layers of like, sort of like on the slow side of these points, like on the sex point, it would be apathy, right? The inability to sort of take action is actually apathy. And the too fast vibration is, is greed. I'm just trying to remember all of these pentacles in my mind. Lust in the negative sense, right? And greed, right? Of like, I just want to take. Whereas healthy sex is somewhere lies between those things. So, nice self-observation.
Yeah, and the, my the sex point has gotten, you know, much more open and much stronger, and so, you know, it really kind of gives me that faith, or for lack of a better word, that, hey, I can, you know, I can do this. I can do this. So,
yeah.
Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you, Megan. Then I have a wireless caller who is Vera.
Hello, it's Vera.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Okay, I missed the beginning, but I'm here. So hold on, let me just put down the dog food before others mute me. Hello, mute me, can get pretty loud. So my check-in, I've been enjoying the work, still no gas, because logistics mostly. It's definitely on my list of goals, just I haven't managed to pull it off quite yet. But, you know, the breathing and the channeling energy and everything, it's been interesting. Everybody has suddenly gotten so damn shiny. Like, everybody looks more attractive. It's not, you know, I mean, for me, I'm feeling kind of more energized and more turned on generally, and kind of more aware of, like, the sensations and tastes and all of this. But I'm there sitting in a work meeting like, wow, he's hot. Wow, she's hot. Hey, this is a good-looking room of people. So there's that kicking in. And that's been interesting. It makes the day much more enjoyable.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess just opening up the energy even further kind of amplifies my perception of the world. So I guess visually, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much where I'm at.
Okay. Thanks, Vera.
Yeah.
Stephanie, you're up.
Hello.
Hello.
So I did take a bath.
Awesome.
Yay.
I see your eyebrows there. I very much enjoyed it, in that the part with the honey and the salt just carefully, not like so vigorously, you know, scrubbing or anything like that, not like, you know, trying to get the dirt off, but just kind of like sensually sort of long strokes to just, you know, clean all the parts. I really enjoyed that. And then there was also the joy of every once in a while getting like a little bit of honey by mistake on my finger and going, whoop, and just kind of a little lick off my finger and every once in a while. The same thing with anointing afterwards. It was just pretty much, it just really brought me back into my body, which is something that I really have a difficult problem with, of being that floating head. And afterwards, after I dried and everything like that, I opened the door to the bathroom and into the bedroom, and my husband was there, and I felt naked, and I was, and my husband has seen me naked. This is nothing new, but I felt a different kind of naked, like naked, naked, like a glorious naked, like, look at this amazing human body. And very much enjoyed that. And then the whole body breathing, I found to be very sexy. When I do my breathing, often my third eye just kind of just opens up. I can feel it, literally. It was so much wider. It was like just my third eye just and the thing is that it did feel sexy to breathe in through my vagina, But it wasn't like, ooh, I'm going to go and, you know, have sex, or I'm going to go orgasm, something like that. It just felt like so alive, so present.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of this work has done a really good job. Again, going back, that really being in being human, not just a floating head. Yeah, I think I have a period in there.
That was a period at the end of the sentence. Is that what you just said?
Right, yes. Yeah.
Stephanie, that's awesome. I'm so glad that you were able to get to all of the pieces of this work and really give yourself the time and space to experience them. I know what a huge thing that is. So, hooray, congratulations.
Yay!
Okay, thank you, Steph. Next is Amanda.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Yep.
Okay, great. So first, I just want to say that I did send the payment for the second class, and I really hope everybody else is going to join us and that it will happen, because this class has been so awesome. I just am very excited for the next one. So I hope it happens.
Amanda, you didn't get an email from me because I know I got your payment. So thank you.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. I got home from work about 6 minutes before the class started, so I haven't even had a chance to check my personal email.
Well, there's nothing there
this morning.
Registered.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the first thing. Please join the class. The next thing is I had the bath on Saturday, and it was awesome, obviously, because baths are awesome. And it really kind of helped me to heal some of the, when I did the work early on in the class with the looking at the negative things that we learn from sex, I kind of uncovered a wound that I kind of knew was there, but I didn't know what it was. And so the bath really helped me to kind of heal that. And immediately after the bath, I sort of just went directly into that experiencing my, you know, healthy sexual self, and had this kind of realization that it's not so much about what I wear or what I feel like or what I'm eating. It's really about removing things that keep me from that. So that was really cool. And another interesting experience is that I continue to re-sacralize the world. There's this plant in my office that made flowers, and so a couple weeks ago I, you know, did the exercise with those flowers, and now one of the places where there's a flower has turned into a baby plant. It seems like overnight, it was probably over the weekend, but redoing that exercise with that same thing, only now there's this, you know, baby plant where there was a flower before, was really cool and fun, and just, yeah, I'm feeling really great in my body and really great in my world, and just, I don't know, this work has been really transformative for me. And I'm excited because I didn't even get to do all of the homework. Sorry. I'm going to do it. but yeah, so thank you. This has been really great. Check.
Amanda, thank you so much. And you know, next week there is no class because this one is over and the other one hasn't started yet. So you guys actually have sort of a 2-week break, right? Like between tonight and when we come back for In the Name of Self. And so you actually have some space to sort of be like, oh, I meant to get to that, but I'm gonna now I have time to get back to it. Or oh, I didn't read that. I missed that thing where she said to do the re-centralizing the body differently that time. So that's sort of built into is a little window of sort of catch-up time and integrate time in between the classes. So like we don't end this one and then start In the Name of Self next week. This used to be a 7-week class. And my decision to wind it down to 5 weeks was because 7 weeks times 5 points ends up coming pretty close to a year and a half, and it's an awful big commitment. So I sort of scrunched things down and left things out and focused on other stuff. So, that's not just for you, Amanda, but for everybody. If you're feeling like, I really feel like I need to catch up, you know, or that there were things I didn't get to, you have space in between the segments of the series. And I love the story about the plant blossoming into a flower and then a baby plant. That's amazing. And I think what I want to say, you know, just from hearing from everybody so far is this amazing blossoming happening, right? Like, I forgot that I could feel this way, right? Or I don't usually feel this way. Being in our sexual power, right? Being in our magnificent sexuality is about life force. It's about sort of like waking ourselves up and going, wait, you know, I've been like letting myself sleep or letting my pieces, really important pieces of myself sort of shut down and close off and become neglected or forgotten. And so I love this sort of like enthusiastic blossoming that I'm hearing about tonight. It's really beautiful. And thank you for the big plug, Amanda, trying to convince your classmates to come. I hope they will too. Thank you. And then Nora B., you're next. My mouse isn't working right. So I'm trying to unmute you. Nora B, you there? Try *6. I think that's the thing that will unmute you. All right, honey. I'm going to come back to you. Let me see if I can unmute Veronica. Go ahead, Veronica. I should be able to. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, lovely. How are you?
I'm well.
Yeah. Me too.
I'm glad.
A dear friend of mine helped me out and just like yeah. So let's see. I haven't done the bow. Mm-hmm. I'm one of your students who will do most anything to get out of a bow. Because I want the tub to be like 3 times longer and twice as deep or whatever.
Yeah.
And banging into the tub, it just, you know, it annoys me. It really does. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yes, it's very good to be in the body. Mm-hmm. And, it's interesting listening more and more, listening to the women talk about being I'm postmenopausal, or I'm this and I'm that. And I missed a class last week, and I think it's the first time the whole time I've worked with you that I've missed a class.
Mm-hmm.
And I did listen, and I wanted to thank you for speaking about being a serial monogamist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm either on or off pretty much. I have been. I'm now realizing that it's cut me off from a lot of things. But yeah, so what's healthy for me is definitely I want to be in relationship, and the other stuff doesn't work. So that makes it a little tricksy, because then it's so I'm really good at shutting down that part of me, and it is it's a good chunk. So the breath work, I realized that I have been controlling my breath so that I don't have to bring up or it go in areas where it gets very sexual, you know, it feels very sexual, very sensual, and it's like, it's almost like too much of a good thing. And I have learned, I didn't realize, but I have learned not to breathe a certain way, or not to open like the feet or what have you, or reach down with, I don't know, parts of my energetic bodies, not to connect, so that I escape all the energy that there is. And so for me, I'm having to find a way to work with the energy that I experience. Otherwise, you know, I'm going to go back to smoking. I don't want to do that. Or you know what I'm saying? The energy forces me to be in alignment. And you can't sit on that. Otherwise, you hurt yourself. I just signed up for a Tai Chi class today. And I tried to avoid things for a long time. And you can't get away with this crap for too long.
Not when your God soul is on board.
Yeah, there really isn't. So it's like, get on with it. If I have to be up at 4 so that because I need 2 or 3 hours of uninterrupted time, we have a few things in common. To do what I want to do, then it has to. Otherwise, I get sick. And I was actually for a good portion of this particular class, I was, I had a lot of things that were stifling off my energy, and I didn't realize what was happening to me. And a dear friend helped me out at the right moment, and almost like the pilot light, she blew on that pilot light and got me going again.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to watch how I breathe. That's something. I'm hoping that at some point, at least I can remind myself to take some of those good breaths that have that totally just effect on me, where it's almost like waves off hot asphalt. And so you can, you know, navigate in the world and do what you need to do besides just being in connection and doing energetic work and that sort of thing.
So I have to find, just as I I have found a way to keep, there's things, I'm inherently, in. There's some aspects of myself that are very, very private that I choose to, and so those very sacred things, and that's wonderful, but what I have done without realizing is just cut off, shut down much of myself. And if the result is that I, whether you want to literally or not, move further out from the campfire or from the fire and the edges of the woods, if that's what it, then so be it. But I get sick. I've seen it doing this work. Things become much more clear, much more evident when you're in alignment. Often enough, then you know from the good. And so anyhow, so the breath is quite something, and I will do the bath. I'm glad for the week, and I am, by the way, I am taking a trip up north to the Redwoods this weekend. I'm driving by myself, and it's going to be interesting.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So there, that's it. The breath for me is like, oh, I don't know about the bath. I'm more inclined to actually, like, I guess the closest, the fastest way for me to paint it for you is to say Polynesian, a bath with all of that going on. I'm still incredulous that physical things are magical. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, you live in a human body, so it's really, really important to get beyond that idea that magic only happens out there in the ethers, you know.
Yeah.
So here's a suggestion for you. If you don't like your bathtub and that feels cramped and whatever, while you're on your trip to the Redwoods, maybe there is some little body of water, right? A moving body of water that you can swim in, right? That you could get your body in and sort of do a an improv version of this bath in a natural body of water. How does that sound?
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, I knew you could do that. Right.
Okay.
So that becomes like an adventure as well, and sort of like this high magical journey, going to the Redwoods and doing your sex point bath in a river somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Veronica.
Thank you.
Yeah. And let's see if we can get Nora B. on this line. Let's see if that.
Hi.
There you are. Hi.
I had to update the free conference call thing, and now it's bananas.
Okay. So I'm gonna. Sorry. Now I'm having a problem. My phone just told me it's gonna hang up. So hold on 1 second. Let me get my cord. I apologize. I'm doing it. Let's see. That. Oh my gosh. All the things. That. And. Phew! Okay, now I have to move the table so that the phone can reach. There we go.
Look at your cute new house.
Huh?
House.
Look at my cute new house. Can you see my new house?
Yeah. Well, you were up.
My next thing is I want to swing for inside my house. I want a little bench swing, because I have these giant tall ceilings and really big beams that hold up the roof, and I'm like, I could put a swing up there and swing my living room. So that's my next plan, because I'm on a mission to like have all the fun while the world burns. There has to be a counterbalance, you know?
Yeah.
So how are you? Tell us, check in.
Did I tell you I'm learning Italian?
Hmm?
I've been learning Italian.
Now that you've been enamored of Italy and things Italian.
Well, I mean, I went on an ancestor pilgrimage last year, and I couldn't speak to anybody, and that kind of sucked.
Right.
But I was thinking the other day about how my more intensive studying has corresponded with the sequence of class, and that's really interesting because I've been thinking about learning Italian as ancestor work, but when I start to think about it in terms of sex work, it becomes this really interesting way of thinking about resacralizing language, right? Because it's all new, right? And it rolls around in your mouth differently, and it lives in your throat differently. And you actually don't really know what you're saying 90% of the time, which is really fun. And there's a way that coming to, in this particular iteration of playing with sex point, in this particular moment of trying to learn this language, feels like an act of invention, or like of creating a world, of creating an understanding of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's rearranging meaning. The Italian phrase for like for you're welcome, right, is literally translates to I pray. Like, there's something really sensual about that. There's something really interesting. It's also what the waiter asks when they want to take your order, right? It's this like interesting interchangeable phrase of like I pray. And how being like this way of negotiating relationships, or even just negotiating interactions, that's so based on a spiritual intimacy. That's really been really interesting and really powerful, and has been, I think, really good for me. One of my self goals when starting this series was to figure out what the source of my very long seated writer's block has been, which I haven't actually figured out what the source was, but I have broken through it in a really productive way. Thank goddess for that. And it's been, it's a little synchronicities, like thinking about, okay, what do I need to create? Well, really, I have actually a very good idea of things that I need to create. It's just that there's class prohibitions.
There's what?
Money.
Oh, okay.
Money and living in a city that's way too expensive.
Right.
And both way too expensive. And yet, like, during this week that's our project, or one of our projects, applications for the fellow, for, like, a residential fellowship that I've always wanted were due yesterday. And so that's been a really kind of sweet synchronicity. And then it's the Pacific Northwest in the summer. We spend all of our times in lakes, and the blackberries are coming ripe, and you walk down the road and you pass 1,000 blackberry bushes and you get to pick them when they're ripe, and you get this stain on your fingers. there's this really kind of fetchy pleasure of being able to walk around your neighborhood and just pull fruit off of the vine and, like, feel it squish in your hands and feel it stay, like, watch it stay in your fingertips and feel it melt on your tongue and have these, like, little blossoms of summer that you're able to, just take. I mean, that's really amazing. Blackberry grows everywhere. There's 5 or 6 giant stands of it in a block from my, like, radius of my apartment in, like, the middle of the city.
Wow.
Like, so much, and so much of what grows in this city is edible. Blackberries and lavender and rosemary everywhere. The city has 5 or 6 public orchards. You really can be in summer here in a way that's really satisfying. Yeah, I think that's what I want to check in about.
I love that you're learning Italian.
It's really fun.
It's such a sexy language, you know?
It's really not. It's so much sexier than French. Which,
yeah, I think so, too. It's me, when I think Italian, I think, you know, bella luna, la, 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 la. You know, just some, it's very musical, and even though it's a, you know, as European languages are, very, it's a gendered language, to me it feels very feminine.
Ditto. I mean, part of it is also, like, my grandmother yelling, so it's not all sexy, it's also, like, my grandmother being upset about something, and I don't know what.
Right. That's funny.
Sounds definitely feminine in that way.
Excellent. And I'm really, really glad to hear that your writer's block is broken.
Ugh. Hooray. Thank you.
I hear you. Thanks, Dorby.
Thanks, Karina.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's everybody. So, you know, one of the things that I sort of don't do a lot of in these short classes is check in myself. And so I think I just want to briefly check in and say, you know, that this work, facilitating this work means doing this work, right? It means immersing myself in this work again, right? I think what's happened for me over the course of the 5 weeks is on the one hand, you know, getting sort of really settled into my home and being much more, you know, a deepening connection with this place, this land, this landscape, the river that runs through it all, the noticing the seasonal change. Like, I stepped outside today and I was like, oh, the season changed. We're are now in the season of Lammas, right? When it's so there's just sort of like an awakening of my senses to place and season in a way that was not really working for me when I was living in Florida. A lot wasn't working for me when I was living in Florida. So I've really been on a journey in these short months that I've been back in my hometown in Massachusetts of sort of rediscovering what brings me joy, you know, and allowing myself to have those things. I feel, you know, there's something weird is arising in me about what I was doing in Florida. I'm not ready to talk about it yet. But, you know, I just sort of have this explosion of creative flow and passion. And, you know, I just signed up for a whole bunch of things that I've wanted to do for a really long time, like take pottery lessons because I want my hands in clay. And it's been 20 years since the first time I said, I would really like to learn how to do that. And I've never learned how to do it. And I'm going back to Tai Chi and doing some mixed martial arts. And I'm doing a drop-in sort of low-commitment social dance lessons, right? So you could just, like, sort of show up and see if you want to keep showing up. You don't have to sign up for 6 weeks. And I bought a bike and just sort of doing all of these things that are really connected to my body, moving my body in ways that are pleasurable for me, right? Like none of this stuff is like I'm going to go join an aerobics class or I'm going to go out and try to like compete with myself to figure out how to run a marathon or something like that. It's all like pleasure-seeking permission. And so there's, I wanted to sort of like reflect that back to you that there is also a blossoming happening here as the result of offering this class and facilitating it and reviewing the materials and doing the exercises. So thank you as well for an opportunity to revisit the sex point not a new way for me, but we're new people all the time, so sort of coming back and revisiting these big chunks of work. That's what makes for a healthy priest. So thank you for the opportunity for that. It's about 1 o'clock says 8:57. The other clock says 8:53. I never know who to believe. I'm going to go with the 8:57 clock. So my clock says that it's 3 minutes to the hour. Let's come back in 5 in 10 minutes. Okay, so 3 minutes. What is that? I don't know. Let's come back at 10 at like 5 after the hour. Okay, and we'll take a bio break. And 5 minutes past the hour, we'll come right back. I'm muting everything.
Okay, so we should be all coming back and getting settled. So a couple of things that were not mentioned in check-ins that I just wanted to be sure that I check in with you about. And one was an assignment from last week that I asked you that I didn't talk about in class, but I did post on the forum. And that was that, you know, what is the thing that you can't abide by, right? The kink, the sexual expression that makes you cringe, okay? And we don't have to talk about it here, but I do hope that it's something that you're going to give some of your attention to in the coming week. And ask yourself what it is about this particular expression of sex, of the sex act, right, that is unacceptable to you. Sometimes all we can do with these things is notice them, and sometimes we can clear them using kala. Sometimes we can find out something about ourselves by asking sort of deeper questions about why does that bother me so much. We can pray for understanding. So yeah, so I just wanted to make sure that we bring that back up. I was going to give you an example from my own life, but I'm not going to get into it. It's too complex. The other thing that I didn't really hear about was the assignment about resensualizing the body. And so I had asked us to choose one of our five physical senses to work with during the week. Create a space that's as free from distraction as possible. Close your eyes and pay attention to that sense. So the example I gave was using our taste buds, right? The sense of taste. Pay attention to how your taste buds become literally aroused, right? Do me a favor right now. Just close your eyes for a second. And as you have your eyes closed, imagine that you're holding in your hand a lemon that is sliced open, and you're going to, with that imaginary lemon, you're going to raise that lemon to your mouth and bite into it. Okay. Most people, when they do that very short visualization, have some sort of response that happens in their mouth, right? Like the mouth does not know really the difference between imagining a lemon and actually having a lemon. And what happens is that the taste buds and the salivary glands start excreting saliva to prepare for this bitter, sour fruit that's about to hit the tongue, right? So it's that kind of paying attention to, with your taste sense anyway, how do your taste buds become aroused? What happens in your mouth as you anticipate taking a bite of food? What happens to your taste buds? What happens when you smell it, right? A lot of what we taste is actually smell. And give over all of your sensual attention to the pleasure, right, to the act, and the sensual nature of eating. So you can do this with taste. You know, I've given you sort of a fleshed out example, but I really encourage you to do this with all five of your physical senses, right? Your taste, your touch, your hearing, your sight, and your smell. You know, close your eyes and open a bottle of spice, right? Or of your favorite perfume or oil or allow yourself to really, if you light incense, to really be present with that. And what happens to your breath? What happens to the body?
to give yourself over to your sensual experience with each of your five senses. So this is important, you know, for this particular class that we're doing on, you know, resensualizing the body with the set point work. But it's also important as people who practice the craft, right? So the more in-depth sort of visceral, sensual experiences we allow ourselves to have, then that information, those experiences can be replicated, okay? Just like you knew your body responded to the imaginary lemon, right? We can literally change our perception in any given circumstance based upon what experiences we pull up from our sort of back file, you know, out of the memory of our sensual experiences. And when you're doing magic, this is an invaluable library of information to have at your disposal. Those of you who actually are studying fairy tradition with me, when I, you know, you understand when I use the word Polynesian visualization, which is to bring as many of our senses on board to our manifestation spell work as possible. This is a good way to practice getting some more of those sensations on board that you can then call upon at a later date to bring into your visualization so that your visualization is not just visual, but a full body experience in the moment. And that is what we make our blueprint out of and use our manifestation magic with. So really, really good skills to have if you are practicing the craft or any kind of manifestation thing, is to be able to imagine it as fully as possible in the present, so that it manifests for you in your life, right? The other thing that I didn't really hear about more, I think one person talked about it, but sex and creation, and the question about what is necessary for you in order for you to be creative. You know, what do you have to put in? How do you have to set up your environment? These are important questions, again, to continue asking even after the class is over. We are all makers and creators of some kind. And so knowing what is the setup, right, that I need in order to get into the flow of my creative process. Do I need the lighting to be a particular time, particular way? Is there a particular time of day when I find that I'm more creative than other times of day? Oh, that's good information to have, right? Where do I like to be when I'm making things, when I'm creating or writing or painting? So if you didn't have time to sort of do all of the things that were on the assignment list, I really, really do encourage you to go back and look at it again and just, you know, try out some of these things. Continue to do the Iron Pentacle, sort of running the energy around the Iron Pentacle, you know, especially if you're going to continue to do the practices in this segment of the actualizing the Iron Pentacle. So that just so that you can have a, so that you know where you are, right? You go, oh, you know what? That's flowing better, or that's slowed down, or that feels stuck there now, right? And so you can breathe through that. As we continue, as we visualize and imagine the flame sort of going around the five points, that moving circle helps to clear stuff just on its own, right, without us even being cognizant or conscious, like I want to work on this thing, just the act of running the fire through the container will heal things, will clear things in us, will transform things in us. So it's also just a really good sort of diagnostic tool. The Iron Pentacle is a diagnostic tool, so we can know where we are. Are we in balance? You know, one of the things that life coaches often have you do is to sort of draw a circle on the page and section it off into things like, you know, career, relationship, play, exercise, you know, segments of our lives, right? And then they want you to draw a dot where you think your quality of life in those areas is. And so you can do that also with the Iron Pentacle, just sort of draw a circle, label the 5 points, and see where you're at. You know, I think sometimes it's good to have just a really simple visual, right? Of like, oh, you know, I'm actually feeling pretty good about all of that. Or, you know, oh, look at that one is like really, really tiny. So if you're going to do that, sort of the closer to the center of the circle is smaller, right? It's like the less content you are with that part of your life and your spiritual progress, and then the closer to the edges, the better you feel about it. So it's just a another way to use the Iron Pentacle. And if you're going to do that exercise, I strongly encourage that you do it with your three souls in alignment. We just tend to be nicer to ourselves. when we're in alignment, we tend to be both more honest and sweeter. We're less likely to beat ourselves up. So other than that, what do I have for you? Please, you know, try to get to the five senses on the re-centralizing the body. And the other thing is this week, I would like you to do something for yourself, right? I'm not going to assign what it is. Do something for yourself to celebrate and to acknowledge and to self-congratulate yourself for doing this training, for bringing, you know, your best to it, considering everything else that we're all juggling in our lives, showing up here on a Wednesday evening, doing our best to get to the practices. Take that sense of well-being, that sense of blossoming, right, that we've all experienced in this 5 weeks together, and reward yourself somehow, okay? That doesn't mean like you have to go, you know, on a weekend-long cruise or get a mani-pedi or something like that. It'd be very simple. It's like as simple as, like, I'm going to go buy myself a bouquet of flowers, you know, or I'm going to do that bath again, right? Or I'm going to take myself out for a beautiful meal. But do something for yourself as an acknowledgement and a blessing of having done this work, having come this far in this work. I think it's really important to make whatever markers we can. All of the things I named, I just realized sort of require sort of going out of the house and spending money, and that isn't the point, right? If there is a particular kind of tea that you have in your cabinet that you love and you save it only for special, have that, right? If there's a particular perfume that you wear and you only wear it for special, wear that, okay? Find some little gift to give yourself to remind yourself of your own blossoming and to bless that for yourself. I don't really have more work for you. This is the final class. We're sort of wrapping it up and tying up the loose end. I hope that when you get to the pieces of the work that you haven't been able to get to over these 5 weeks, that you'll feel free to share them on the forum. I will sort of open a discussion thread on the forum for sort of post-segment sharing, and you can feel free to share there and to ask questions there, and I will continue to ask to check that weekly. And I think that's all I have for you tonight. I hope that sounds like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. You know, the two who I knew were signed up, and then 3 others who said they were signing up. So that's 5. That's enough to run the class. But I hope, I still hope more of you will come back for more. Also, the other thing you can do is, you know, share with your friends on Facebook and your social networks or in person that you're taking this amazing class and what it did for you. That actually helps, actually really, really, really helps to get people in deep, especially when we're talking about topics that are taboo, right? Building up our sexuality and ourself and our passion and our pride and our power can feel very scary to people. So that would be awesome if you would maybe just write a sentence and add a link to the class so that your folks know that you're taking it and you're not terrified and you made it through and it was good. That would be helpful to me. I also think that the class can get, I think it's more interesting and feels more fleshed out when the more people there are here to share. This isn't a class for 20 people. I think, you know, the 8 to 15 people is ideal. So I will run it for 5, but I hope some more of you intend to register. The link, if you're not registered, the link is in your email if you didn't hear that at the beginning. So let me just, at the very, everybody is calling in, so we aren't really using the little chat box. What I'd like to do is unmute everybody. If you have anything that you want to share or say, make sure to get said. Any questions at the last minute, now's the time.
Hey, Sarah.
No, go ahead, Dara.
Don, go first.
Okay.
Who is it?
Dawn.
Okay.
And
so what I'm going to do, Dawn, is I'm going to mute everybody and just unmute you, okay? So everybody's muted. And then go ahead. You can push the button, star 6. There you go.
During my check-in, I forgot to mention what I wore to work today. So I usually dress differently on the weekend than I do at work. I wear khakis and polos and stuff to work. And I wore what I call fancy pants, but they're very, very brightly colored and all this and very full. And that was part of sensualness and sacralizing the world, that this is part of me that I don't usually share with the people I work with. And so that was kind of, like you mentioned, a celebration, and that's why I wanted to bring it up, that it was sort of a celebration. It was like, hey, this is me.
That's lovely. We all have sort of our work uniforms, don't we, even if they're not uniforms?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think I would have done it had I not been in this class. It was just like, so anyway, that was my one final piece.
Nice. Fun. And I don't know who the other person was who was going to talk.
Hi, it's Vera. I was just going to say, to add to my check-in, because I know I kept it pretty brief, but, you know, one thing I noticed is I've been cooking a lot more, which with my schedule isn't actually as much of a given as one might think.
Can I?
Huh? Hold on.
Yeah?
Hold on, Vera. I have to mute everybody.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so what I was saying was one thing I hadn't even thought to mention is I've been cooking a lot more and, like, just really enjoying it, which is not something I get to do kind of for the sake of pleasure, like to come home after work and after all the chaos and be like, I'm going to cook a casserole and bake a thing and do a whatever, whatever, but I've definitely been creating more. And I've also, I took a dance class after 23 years and I've gotten back into sewing. So the creation part is really kind of bursting in response to this work, which is pretty cool, actually.
I'm so excited to hear that, Vera. I really am. You know, we think like, oh, I don't have time. When am I going to fit that in? And then when we make the time, when we make it a priority to do things that bring us pleasure and things that we create, it generates more life force. It generates more energy, and we become happier people.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. And I bet you your family is thrilled that you are cooking amazing things.
Yes, yeah. I appreciate that, too. And I can tell you, having dessert makes me very happy.
Yay. Thank you, Vera. Anybody else?
Well, this is Megan, and on the check-ins, you know, I kind of skip over different things that I do, but one of the things that I have done since we've been doing this work is I put together photographs that my grandfather brought over from World War II, and some of them are churches, and some of them are nudes, and actually some of them are his friends, like the military guys when they're taking their showers in the morning. And there's a picture of me, like, when I'm 5 years old, sliding down a slide and just filled with joy. And I put them together as a collage and hung them up on the wall. And that thing of what do you need for your creativity, when I was looking through that, and I thought, you know, there are things on this list that I make a conscious choice not to do. And why is that? So I've gotten better at making time for those things that help me to be creative, and mm-hmm. then I've just noticed that just little ways I've becoming more creative. I mean, the collage is kind of the obvious one, but just little ways that I'm becoming more creative, and that's specifically because of the assignments and the work we've been doing here.
Beautiful, Megan. Thank you so much for sharing that. Anybody else?
Hi.
Hi.
It's Veronica.
Hi.
Hi. Do you need to mute other people?
Right now I'm not getting a lot of feedback and stuff, so go ahead.
I just wanted to thank everybody for sharing. I know that's not easy for most mm-hmm. of us. And so grateful for the class. It's like perfectly on time, which these classes seem to be, at least for me. I just left, oh gosh, what was it? I forget, it was like this huge overarching planetary thing that I had going on in cancer for almost my entire life, which for me amounted to a lot of caring for others.
Mm-hmm.
And I just entered Leo.
I know, out, no, world.
Oh my God, I want tap classes too. I sent a birthday card, and it was the first I colored in it, and it was the first time that I've done that in ages and ages. But anyhow, thank you all for participating, and I hope that you won't be strangers, and I'll see you in the next class. Thank you for doing this for us, Karina.
Thank you, Veronica. Well, you take tap classes, and I'm taking tango.
Tango is next.
Tango is sexy. That's why I'm taking it. I'm like, I need some of that in my life. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody else? Okay. Somebody wrote something, so let me just go back. Thank you, Megan. And that's it. Again, thank you all for participating, for being open and willing and vulnerable and non-cynical and non-skeptical. That makes my job so much easier. So thank you for that. And it really has been a pleasure. You know, every time I've gotten off the call in the last 5 weeks, every time I get off the call, I'm like smiling and I'm like, I really love teaching that class. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to do this. And we'll see you around the internet, and hopefully we'll see you all in class when we start again in 2 weeks at the same time, same channel, same everything. Okay? Be well, everybody. Have great sex.
Thank you.
Thank you.